We are now recording, and Madam Chair, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Welcome everyone to the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District's meeting for October 7th, thank you. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Lee?
Here.
Chair Ray Ressam?
Here.
Director Austin?
Here.
And would you please silently join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. For agenda review, is there anyone who would like to reorganize anything on the agenda tonight?
No.
Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed as published. And this takes us to item 4, public comments on items not appearing on tonight's agenda. This is for the public to speak on items not on tonight's agenda. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. I'll check in with Amy to see if there's anyone in the queue.
There is no one in the queue.
Then I will close public comment and move us to item 5. This is our consent agenda. Item 5A is approval of warrants, and item 5B is approval of meeting minutes of September 16th, 2020. Do we have any questions of staff, Director Lee?
None from me. Thank you.
Director Austin, any questions of staff?
Just a quick question on the City of Pismo Beach, the 50% EIR, the 81,000. Can you just give us a little update on where that is now? This is the Central Coast Blue. Jeremy.
Yes, so I can speak to that. So we finally received an invoice from Pismo, and so that was the full amount for the preparation of the EIR for the Central Coast Blue project. And if you recall, your board approved under previous Administrator Gerhard Hubner to fund 50% of that initial environmental work on the Central Coast Blue project. And so that does exhaust our commitment on the environmental impact report.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah. That's all I had.
So all right, then go ahead.
With that, I can make a motion to approve the meeting minutes and the warrants.
I second that, subject to having no public comment.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and check with Amy and see if there is any public on the line.
There is no public on the line.
Okay, then I will be open and shut public comment, and we have a motion and a second on the floor. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Lee?
Yes.
Chair Austin? Chair Ray Ressam?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item 6A is an update on the redundancy project schedule and special thanks to the project team.
Yes, good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. And before you tonight, as you said, is an update on the redundancy project schedule and special thanks to the project team. I did want to take a moment. We had a light agenda because we met just 2 weeks ago. And so I wanted to take a minute to give you an update on the steps coming forward and also recognize that when I started putting together the people that worked on the project, the list just kept growing. And it's quite telling of what goes into a project of this size. So with that, I'll start on the staff report. Since early 2016, district staff, in conjunction with our consultant team, Kennedy Jenks, Cannon, MKN, Rincon, Jones-Meyer, Barter Wells, and Jones Hall, has developed plans, specifications, and financing for the district's redundancy project. For the benefit of the board and the district ratepayers, this report is intended to generally describe the tentative schedule and next steps for the district's redundancy project, with completion of the USDA financing application and beginning of advertising for the project. The district has several upcoming tasks to accomplish in order to continue on schedule. Below is, in the staff report, is a table that lists the next steps, their dates and respective category. Following the table is a brief description of each action. And I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to try to share my screen here and just share the staff report and go through that, if this will work.
Hey,
And can you see the staff report?
Yes.
Okay. So in the first category, we have coming up board adoption of the financing resolution. That'll be on the November 3rd board meeting. And we'll also have to procure community workforce coordinator. If you recall, I'll go through the details. So you can see the schedule here. We've got a couple of upcoming items, the board meeting on 11-3. And then again, there's no other board action after the 11-3 meeting to move into construction. So adoption of the financing resolution. The financing resolution for the district, this is kind of covered up the way it's viewing. I'm sorry, I can't see it. Can you still see the screen okay? I had to move it. The financing resolution gives final authorization for the district to proceed with preparing and issuing a bond sale on behalf of the project. We have a community workforce coordinator to procure. The district and MKN are currently reviewing RFPs received from four firms for implementing the district's community workforce coordinator, who will be tasked with coordinating staff and implementing the community workforce agreement between the district and the various trades covered under the agreement. Bid opening. On November 10th, the district will receive sealed bids from the five pre-qualified contractors. The team will then review the bids and make a recommendation, selecting the lowest responsible bidder in accordance with California Public Contract Code. Then on November 16th, we anticipate having our bond sale, and that's when the bonds will be listed and sold. After that, we will receive bond funds approximately 2 weeks after the sale of bonds, and we will receive those proceeds generated by that bond sale. After that, we will issue a notice to proceed. The notice to proceed will be issued to the selected bidder following the holiday season on January 4th, 2021. The completion of construction, scheduled to last 30 months, and it should be completed in mid-2023, around June. Moving on to recognition, I would definitely like to recognize the effort that has been made by so many people to advance the project. Attached to the staff report is a list of 164 people in multiple agencies that have brought this project to the construction phase. Projects of this scale require enormous amounts of dedicated people to reach completion. The team will continue to grow as we move into the construction phase, and a sincere personal, professional, and organizational thank you has been well earned by the team. So I'll just quickly, I'm not going to read these names, but I'll just kind of scroll down through and describe. So as I'm moving through, Kennedy Jenks was our designer. They did both the plans and specifications for the project and the construction estimates. Cannon Corporation is a local consultant who was a part of the Kennedy Jenks team, and they were tasked with doing survey and the site civil work for the redundancy project. Yay and Associates is the geotechnical firm on the project team. They did the geotechnical and soils analysis and came up with the geotechnical modifications that were needed to build the redundancy project. AutoSys is our controls and instrumentation consultant, and they coordinated the design and the integration of the SCADA system in conjunction with the redundancy project. MKN is our program manager for the project, and has assisted in many ways at advancing both on the administrative side and the project management side. Rincon Consultants is a local environmental firm who has taken us through our environmental and CEQA and biological opinions and our NEPA analysis. ESA, Environmental Science Associates out of San Francisco, did our sea level analysis and our coastal hazards monitoring plan to satisfy our coastal development permit. Jones and Mayer is our district legal counsel, as you all know. Bartle Wells and Associates coordinated from the very beginning on the rate study, the financial plan, and continues to assist in the financial analysis for both the USDA application and the bond sale. Jones Hall is the district's bond counsel for reviewing the bond documents, creating the bond documents, and ultimately coordinating the sale of the certificates of participation or bonds. M&S is our construction manager. They are tasked with coordinating the managing the construction and doing the inspection of the contractor's work. Additionally, the district staff, all of these folks contributed, including your board. Staff was tasked with reviewing the plans as they came in. We all sat down and made sure that the plans as designed would satisfy the operator's needs to operate the new facility. In addition, several agencies were involved that the district had to coordinate with, and that includes the USDA, the Coastal Commission, PG&E, AT&T, the Federal Aviation Administration, the Oceano Community Services District, the City of Grover Beach, and the City of Arroyo Grande. And with that, I'd like to pause and give a couple of special direct thank yous to the board for, you know, allowing me and trusting me to deliver this project and move it forward for you. So thank you for that. I appreciate the support that you've given me to be able to move this forward. I would also like to personally thank Eileen Shields at MKN. She's really been a leader in pushing this through, doing the program management for this. I'd also like to recognize David Seymour at Kennedy Jenks as the designer. He was always responsive and has done a really good job putting these plans together. And lastly, I would like to thank Amy Simpson. Amy helps me every day here at the plant. She keeps me organized, keeps me on tasks, reviews my engineering language, and fixes my typos. And a sincere thanks to Amy for all the work that she's done in delivering this project. And with that, that completes my staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for that very kind and professional report. I love seeing such a positive thing. Let's check in with the board and see if there are any questions of staff. Director Lee, any questions?
I do have one question and then just a quick comment. And I do want to say thank you to Jeremy for putting together this list. Obviously, it takes more than a village to put a project together like this. And this is a good representation of all of the names that we may never recognize the faces of, but the names are on the list. I would ask just indulgence to add former Mayor John Scholes onto the list as those that contributed as well. But the question I have really centers around bidding. And I know we've gone through a series of successful discussions and we've locked in funding at a very good rate. However, the bidding environment out there is getting tighter and tighter. Hearing steel is going to be going up, concrete is going to be going up, and I know a lot of the trades that we're going to be talking about, materials are very difficult to get. Are we hearing any of that from our pre-qualified bidders? And if so, what's an approach that we're considering in case bids come in either too high or outside the realm of where we thought they should be?
At this point, we haven't received any feedback like that directly from the contractors. We have met with three of the five contractors here on site to do site visits where we've, you know, discussed issues with the plans or concerns with the sequencing of construction. But as far as the, I mean, you are correct with the there's inflationary forces and both the there's increased tariffs on a lot of product coming into the country. That being said, we have had a larger offsetting of what we expect the upside to be on the increases due to those inflationary forces has been offset by the decrease in interest rates. Mm-hmm. So funding a project like this is very much like buying a house. So the district's rates pay over the course of 30 years for the bonds or 40 years for the USDA financing. We're making annual payments toward those bonds. And so as the cost of the project goes up, as the interest rates go down, our annual payment is mitigated by that reduction in interest rates. And so working with Bartle Wells, they continue to monitor this. They were just tasked with updating the financial plan as part of the bond issuance. And we're in a very good position to award a project in excess of the estimated amounts. Bartle Wells has no concerns that the rates would not support if bids came in over budget. We would not have to increase rates to award the contract. We would have to have a discussion on, you know, why it was over, get approval to go over the budget. But the monthly charges would likely be able to still be accommodated under the existing rate structures without increasing the rates.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you. Director Austin, any questions of staff? You're muted, Linda.
Okay. I didn't really have any questions. I think the question that Jeff asked was very informative, and it was kind of one of the worries that I had. So other than that, I just thank Jeremy and the whole staff and everyone for bringing it up to this point. It's a great job. So just thank you.
I simply have one, Jeremy. I'm fairly sure we're not meeting on November 3rd. I think we're meeting on November 4th. November 3rd is election night. So we may need to adjust that schedule to reflect when our next meeting is.
Yes, thank you. So yes, I'll fix that. You are correct.
Yeah, November 3rd kind of sticks in my
mind. That's a Tuesday. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and check in with the public, and I'll open up public comment and check in with Amy to see if there's anybody there.
There is still no one in public attendance.
Except the dog. So I will close public comment, and this is a receive and file, and I'll just bookend that by saying, Jeremy, taking the time to professionally thank everyone on the public record, I think is a class move. And thank you for doing that. So I look forward. I can't wait to see those bids come in. That's kind of the giddiness we all felt last time. So this is a receive and file. So let's move on to our next thing, which is, sorry, I'm going through my agenda here, is the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report.
Yeah, so the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report, I'll try to be brief. There's not a lot in there. Earlier this month, I met with the Central Coast Blue Team in September. Project is finalizing the MOA, which most of you are aware of because it's been before your boards, between all the contributing agencies. And currently, the district has no additional financing commitments for the project identified. We continue to be on the team if something came up where it was deemed necessary that the district would have to fund that, then we're still engaged in the project that way. But at this time, there's no additional financial commitments that haven't already been made. We continue to do our COVID precautions here with daily temperature checks, additional PPE. We are all back in the office, though, and with social distancing, so everybody's here at the plant regularly. We haven't had any plant tours due to the COVID crisis. We've got a couple upcoming items, and it's, as was previously pointed out, it should read 11-4 and not 11-3. I must have been looking at a 2019 calendar or something. And so that concludes the district administrator's report, and I'll pause and ask if there's any questions at that point before I move to the plant operations.
I have no questions. Does anyone else? All right, let's go ahead and move.
So plant operations report, Michael Jones put this report together, and I'll summarize for him. All of our limits were met within the reporting period. Some operation and maintenance tasks that were completed. Troubleshot and replace the laboratory sampler. COP, the primary clarifier number two launder in Weir. Petroleum Solids Control performed monthly maintenance on our rental centrifuge, inspected and marked underground service alerts, USAs, created a standard operating procedure for the startup and shutdown of our rented centrifuge, installed a new grading step at the primary clarifier number two, adjusted our rental centrifuge weir plates and optimized settings to produce better dewatered biosolids, changed out laboratory ovens, replaced the battery in the street sweeper, performed a confined space entry into the primary number two clarifier to install plug and flush valve, replaced belt on digester sump pump, troubleshot chlorine pump over, it overpressurized and triggered an alarm, so they fixed that. Work orders completed, we rinsed down all surfaces on the clarifiers, performed weekly inspection of all digesters, relief valves, replaced desiccators and electrical panels throughout the plant, flushed sump throughout the plant, deragged the primary sludge pump, rinsed the disinfection probes, flushed the bisulfite headers, which is our dechlorination chemical, replaced the filter and heating in the air conditioning unit, performed PM on the plant carts and our 6-inch trash pump, did maintenance on the forklift, the digester mixing pump, mechanical bar screens, and our water champ, which is a mixer. Checked calibration on backup chemical systems, replaced oil in the fixed film reactor distributor drive. Some training, target solutions training on fire prevention safety and fire extinguisher safety. Multiple call-outs due to a high final ORP. Operations staff have been monitoring and optimizing overnight disinfection settings during low flows to prevent excessive chemical usage. And so that was, we expected those alarms because we were making some adjustments. And so that was as expected. And so we have made those improvements and everything is working well now. And our primary clarifier number two rehabilitation and coatings project is complete, and operations staff has placed that clarifier back in operation. And we have seen a marked improvement in the performance of the plant by having that piece of equipment back online. And with that completes the plant operations report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Let's see if anyone has any. Director Austin?
I don't have any questions.
Nope. Hey, Director Lee, any questions?
No questions from my end.
All right. Thank you for such a tight, running sure. A tight ship this last couple weeks, Jeremy. And so that does take us to the end of our, this is a receive and file, so there's no vote to be taken. This takes us to the end of our agenda, where I know that we were all looking forward to being able to see the debate tonight. So off we go. So I will take us to adjournment. And oh, I'm sorry. Let's see if we have a board member communications.
I have none.
Nothing from me either.
Okay. So thank you, everyone. We will see you next month on November 4th.
Thanks for the clarification. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.